All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. And Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network joins us here to start off the 8 o'clock hour. And as we say good morning to you, Bees, the Dolphins have placed Tua on the IR. I'm guessing no surprise to most people that he'll miss at least the next four games. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Joe. And first of all, what a year these last 2 weeks have been.
Like never before.
Unfortunately, we have seen this before. Right?
Have we?
I mean, it's something that's not altogether new with this team, which is obviously sad and also a bit alarming that we are back here talking about concussions again 2 years later. But yeah, to your first point, Tua is out for the next month, and not a big surprise, obviously, considering the timelines we've seen with past concussions. Each time they've given him more and more time to recover. I did the math. It's a full 45 days from when he got hurt to when he can first return, which is a really long time when you think about it for a concussion. And I don't know what it speaks to about, you know, fears of future concussions, but it's certainly not great that your quarterback is going to, you know, I don't think anyone's blaming them for doing this move. It's obviously the prudent move, but it's also what it says isn't great.
I know we really don't know that much about him. Hell, I'm not sure the neurologists know that much about him. Everybody's, you know, different. But I do want to ask you, so what independent neurologist is going to sign off on Tua coming back and go, hey, he's fine, he can go back, and the team's sitting here going, it's easy for you to say, because if he has another one, we're going to get PR nightmared to death here. What do you think?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's so many considerations with this. One, the first, number one, we got to say, it's Tua's long-term health. Nothing else is nearly as important.
Agree.
Is this guy 40, yep, 50 years from now still being with it, still being someone doesn't have cognitive declines, able to do everything a man his age should be able to do. That's consideration number one. Number two is, you know, I think you make a good point, the PR aspect, right? The insurance aspect, that I don't think that goes stated enough, that there are people who, you know, who are insuring this team that want to make sure that, you know, the assets that they're insuring are healthy. And I think that's part of it as well. I think Mike McDaniel has such a bond with Tua emotionally that you could tell how much it weighed on him when he got hurt. That's a consideration as well. It's not great, man. There's no easy answer to this. It's going to be I don't know if we'll ever again with Tua not hold your breath every single time. He even gets tackled. I mean, you look at the hit that got him this time, and running backs take that hit 15 times a game. Nothing crazy happened on that. Yeah, he probably shouldn't have lowered his head. Certainly should have slid. I mean, we can talk about that, but just the actual mechanics of the tackle, it wasn't extreme at all. And for it to have that, you know, that impact on him cognitively is just really, really scary.
All right, so we move from that. The first part, the second part is Skylar Thompson's now the quarterback, so we're now moving on in this business. His second time around back in 2022, I think a lot of people remember his game against the Jets and that low scoring, I think it's damn near an all field goal game, and then of course the Buffalo Bills in the playoff game where they actually had a chance to tie or win it there on the last drive, but did not play last year. So what do we expect from Skylar Thompson? We got to change the game plan? Do they go with the same plays? What do you expect?
You absolutely have to change the game plan. You have to play to his strengths. Certainly doesn't have the timing and accuracy that Tua does. No one does. I mean, that's his super strength. But Skylar does bring some strengths to the table. His mobility, he's got a big arm. He can make the deep throw. To me, and I wrote about this when it came out that they were going to sign him, bringing in Snoop Huntley and having him and Skylar now as your options going forward is going to force Mike McDaniel to change his offense. It is. And it might be a good thing. I mean, you go back and look over the last 6 weeks, going back to 2023, this offense has averaged 15.3 points per game. This offense has not been good in a long, long time. And getting your franchise quarterback hurt isn't going to help that for sure. But I do think in a weird way that this injury is going to force Mike to change things up. And I think there's absolutely something to be said about defenses catching up to this system. You look all around the league, and there are Shanahan clones almost in every single team now, and scoring's way down because I think defenses have started to figure this thing out. So what's next? What's the next evolution of what we're going to see here? Skylar, certainly there's reasons to be concerned about him being able to do the job. I did the research here, Joe. I think 55 drives for Skylar Thompson, including the playoffs in the NFL, not including the preseason, so regular and postseasons. There's 55 drives that he started and finished the drives. In those 55 drives, the Dolphins have scored 5 touchdowns, and I think they have like 8 field goals. So the vast, vast majority of drives that Skylar Thompson's been on the field have been failures. Now, have they been solely his failure? Absolutely not. But I think it does illustrate as to the mountain they're going to have to climb now.
Yeah.
They're not going to be an elite offense, certainly. But with Tyreek Hill, with Jalen Waddle, with Devon Achane, with Raheem Mostert, with Jonnu Smith, all these weapons, you have the makings of a good offense still, even with a backup quarterback. It's incumbent on Mike McDaniel to structure in a way that you can maximize those talents.
Right.
On Skylar Thompson to make the throws.
Yeah, no, 100% with you on that. So I got to ask you, Raheem Mostert, you're going to play doctor for me if you can. You expect him back for this game now?
Expect him back? No. Would he be surprised if he played? No. You hear what the injury he might have suffered. I believe the speculation is a tendon in his chest. That's usually a 2 or 3 week injury. So he's had a fair amount of time off now. It's been like 10, 11 days. Maybe we see him at practice this week. I think, if nothing else, the Titans game, because that'll be another 8 days after this week. But my guess is it's Achane, Jalen Wright again, and we'll see with Jeff Wilson because he's got an injury of his own.
Left side of the offensive line, both guys, I guess, shoulders, Teron Armstead and Robert Jones. Day-to-day, you expect both of them to play. It's We need both of them, two of your best offensive linemen.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see with Armstead. Certainly McDaniel was optimistic about him, but this is a team that's always going to put Teron Armstead in bubble wrap because they'd rather hold him out for a game in September than not have him in January.
Yeah.
I guess the flip side is the team going to be playing in January? We don't know at this point, but I do still think that they take the long-term approach. So if he's borderline, they'll sit him. Same with Robert Jones, which is not great because you look at that Seattle front, and that defense isn't bad at all. I think people are kind of sleeping on the Seahawks, and they're 2-0, and I know they beat two really bad teams to start the season. Still, that defense is able to get pressure, and it's going to be a handful for no matter what offensive linemen are out there.
Are you more concerned with the offensive line or defensive line? And when I say D-line, kind of the depth when Sealer and Calais aren't playing together?
Yeah, no, certainly offensive line has played worse. I know they've had a couple of – I mean, they had a really bad run fit, obviously, on that Cook touchdown. But you look kind of holistically, and the defense hasn't been bad over 8 quarters. They were put in some really bad spots in week 2. There were, I think, 4 of the 10 – Bills drives ended in points, and on those 4 drives, the average starting position was the Miami 46.
Yeah.
So
Good point.
Yeah, they only have to go 25 yards to score points. That's you're putting your offense in a really, really tough spot. Can they be better? Absolutely. But I think if you're looking for the scenario in which this team gets gets Tua back in contention, it's the defense leading the charge, and they certainly have the talent to do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You know, it's incredible that we're sitting here not expecting, as you said, what happened these first couple weeks. It's just been nuts. And honestly, we're lucky we're not 0-2, if we're to be real honest, and not a great play by Javon Holland. And by the end zone, who knows what happens in that one, because you're way down going into the fourth quarter. I just think overall, the team, like the guys making the bucks, got to like play like it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got some high-end guys that are making a lot of friggin' money that need to show up, and we need to go, wow, those three or four guys were the best players.
Yeah, and not only making a lot of money, getting a lot of money in the last few months, and certainly Tua is in a class all of its own. I think, you know, we can cool off the interceptions he threw before he got hurt. At least one, probably two, weren't his fault. I mean, the fact that the Dolphins yesterday said goodbye to Robbie Chosen after one or two targets kind of just tells you they think that pick was on him too. And certainly we saw the DeBose interception. It was not Tua's fault at all. But putting him aside, Tyreek Hill got paid this offseason. He was invisible in week two. Jalen Waddle got paid this offseason. He was invisible week two. Jalen Ramsey got paid this offseason, and he's not been good the first 2 weeks. I mean, he hasn't been terrible, but the DPI hurt them badly in that Jacksonville game. They were able to overcome it. He got lost in coverage in one of the touchdown passes against the Bills this past week. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're going to have a star-laden team with a bunch of big money contracts and then those money players don't produce for you, you're a bad team. That's just what it comes down to. And you're absolutely right. I mean, how much have they led this season? I mean, you could probably count on an egg timer how much of the first two games they've led in games. So not a great start. And we can talk about, hey, does it go back to they didn't really practice their guys and certainly play their guys in the preseason during training camp? And are they now just getting their legs under them? It's possible. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. But it leads to 31-10 losses against the Buffalo Bills, that strategy.
Oh, boy. That was did not see that one coming. Boy, did I drink the Kool-Aid on that one. It ended up haunting me, boy. Devon Achane, been a workhorse. You want to talk about a surprise, I guess, in a good way. But 46 touches with carries and receptions in these first two games. More of the same in this one where he's going to be a big part of it? Or you think coach goes, I better cut back. He's only 190 pounds, or he's going to run with him?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have much of a choice, do they? I mean, if Mostert doesn't play and Wilson's banged up, you're going to see a lot of Devontae Chan. So I'm with you. His injury history, certainly he even got tweaked in that first game, is concerning, but they really don't have much of a choice now. He is such a big part of their offense. And honestly, here's what I would do, and I'm a dumb sports writer. I'm not a football coach. But I would incorporate some college elements into this Dolphins offense now. I would go zone read. I'd go spread. I would make it the, you know, we'll see if he ever plays, but eventually I would make it the Snoop and Achan offense, you know, a bunch of RPOs, things like that. You've got to find a way to break teams from playing this two-deep shell. You have to do it because, crazy stat, Joe, the Bills only blitzed 4% of the time last Thursday. They were in zone.
Wow.
80% of the time. They were in cover two, 37% of the time. There's a reason that they're not able to get the ball to Tyreek and Waddle. There's just they can't get separation because they're doubling these guys every play, and there's always safeties deep to cut off these big explosive plays. You need to force them out of it somehow, and I think a way to do it is running the ball, obviously, but running the ball creatively with quarterbacks now that can use their feet. And both Skyler and certainly Tyler Huntley can do that.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see more and more of that in the next 4 weeks.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think we're all curious to see if they can put it together and rally around their backup quarterback. Beast, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It should be interesting, if nothing else.
Yeah, Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network, with us talking a little bit about the upcoming Seattle game and what could change offensively a lot. Hey, we got to go to break. Paul Maurice, head coach of the Florida Panthers, is going to join us coming up here in this 8 o'clock hour. Man, how cool is that? Friggin' as a champ. We haven't talked to him since he's been a champion, man. We don't get that a lot, Woody. Man, that's awesome. Getting ready to start camp tomorrow. Basketball, I mean, when hockey started, it means the Heat getting ready to start camp right around the corner, too. Going to be busy time. Great time for sports with a lot of our teams playing. I do want to talk to you about Chapman Partnership for just a second. Doing great work. Not good work, great work for the homeless in Dade County. Two great facilities, 800 men, women, and children. It's about rehabilitation, about getting families back together. It's just all the good things, man. It is so much more than just a bite to eat and grab an occasional shower and hit the streets at night. No, it's not that at all, man. For people that are going through it, it's about support system. It's about great programs to help them. And boy, Chapman is really focused on changing lives. You can make a significant impact on Chapman's educational initiatives, including after-school programming, workforce training, life skills, workshops. Join us for as little as $50, just $50, to create a brighter future for those that they serve every day. So please join me at WQAM to show your support to one of my favorite charities. It'll be one of your favorites, too, when you see the work they're doing in Homestead and Miami at their two facilities. Is unbelievable. It's about rehabilitation in 3 to 4 months. What they don't tell you, and I'm telling you, is to help them find a job, find a place to live, get them back out, man. Get them back out and feeling a lot better about themselves. A lot of great doctors are donating their time with mental health and other things to help the process. So let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman this fall. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Make a difference. Anything you can give makes a big difference for Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.